And with us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, coach of the Fruit of Monmouth Wildcats, Ray McLennan. Ray, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Appreciate the time as always. And I know for your ball club, it was a weekend at the Bill Fanning where you certainly would like to have won a couple more games, but you got that win against Pooter 10-1. Tough loss to Heritage 11-2, and then 18-7 to Ponderosa. A couple of really good teams. Ponderosa, number 10 team in the state going into that game. So I know that some of the comments you made after that was, look, we played some really good competition this weekend. We got a chance to kind of measure ourselves early on about where we are in terms of our progress early season with our club. And so hopefully some lessons learned from that experience facing Heritage and Ponderosa.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I think anytime you get a chance to play those good teams, I think it's good. We learned a lot about our club this weekend, and you know, it was difficult this year especially because you don't have a lot of the scrimmages and you don't have the time. Obviously, we play our first league game tomorrow. You know, to settle into a season at all, so we've got to kind of, you know, be doing stuff on the fly. And again, anytime you play those Denver teams, they play a little different brand of baseball, and it's important, I think, for our kids to see that.
Ray McLennan, coach of the Fruit of Monmouth baseball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. What were the things, Ray, that you feel like your kids learned the most from that, things that will help them improve as the season goes along and hopefully win a league title and make it into the 5A postseason? What are some of those lessons you feel like your team learned from this past weekend?
Well, I thought, you know, we got off to a good start beating Pooter, and I thought we played well there. There was a couple situations in that ball game where we had runners in scoring position early on in an inning where we had zero or one out, and we didn't do a good job of pushing them across. So we kind of focused that about doing that on the second day, and I thought we did a little better job at the plate there, even though we ended up losing both those games on Friday. And then our pitching against Pooter was excellent. I thought Jacob Weaver threw very well. We brought in a young guy that ended up giving up the run. I guess not a young guy, he's a senior, very inexperienced varsity-wise. And I think, you know, anytime you haven't pitched varsity against a varsity hitting team, you know, it's an eye-opener there. And I think that kind of helped him and will help him the next time we've got to put him out there. And then, obviously, on Friday, we played two great teams, and our pitchers, some of them have never faced varsity hitters before. So, you know, for them, it was a new experience, and there was a little bit of intimidation as you're facing some big, strong kids from Heritage and Ponderosa, and you've got to, you know, compete against them and pitch against them. And I thought we had maybe a few too many walks in both those games that kind of put us in bad spots. We actually out-hit Ponderosa. I think we out-hit them 9-8. So, you know, that wasn't the issue. It was just that we gave him too many free passes.
Wildcats head baseball coach Ray McLennan with us on the Team Sports Network. Jack Deere's got off to a really good start for you, the junior. He's hitting .429 and right now leads your team with five RBIs. So he had a solid weekend and a good start to his season with his output.
He did. Yeah, he did. And he's a guy, you know, he's really improved himself over the last time he was on a field. You know, obviously didn't play his sophomore year, but certainly used the quarantine to make himself a little bit stronger. And you're seeing, you know, that pay dividends there. He physically matches up with those big Denver kids that, you know, lift the weights and do what they need to make themselves strong. Yeah, I thought he's playing a great outfield too. He's very fast, surprisingly fast for his size. And he covers a lot of ground. He made a couple catches in that Palisade game that were just phenomenal, where he tracked balls down that were either in foul territory or near the line that I didn't think he was going to get to, and he got to them easily.
Ray McLennan, coach of the Fruit of Monmouth Wildcats, with us. Wildcats open the Southwestern League portion of their season when they take on Montrose. Montrose off to a 3-0 start. It's a team that lost a lot of seniors that certainly was a group last year for Landon Wareham, Ray, that was primed to win a league title again and be a real factor in the 4A postseason, but COVID obviously did not allow them to play a single game last year. So Landon has for the most part, a pretty young team among them. His son, Gage Wareham, who's leading them right now in hits and RBIs, but they have some seniors, a couple of senior kids. One of them has been great on the bump so far, Nolan Boone. Of course, Keegan Goodwin from the football season is another one, that other senior that's off to a really good start. But Nolan Boone, so far, he's, I think, 2-0 on the bump right now for them. It's a very good team all around, a young team, but a really good team that Landon Wareham has with his Indians.
Yes, they certainly are, and we actually really don't know much about them. We saw the Boone kid pitch one time as a sophomore, and we were pretty impressed with him. You know, he throws hard and has good mound presence out there. The other kid, the Keegan kid, we saw him pitch on the JVs. I actually personally haven't seen him throw, but our assistant coach Jim Haas says he's pretty good also. So we know they'll be formidable. You know, Coach Wareham does a great job of getting those guys ready, and whether they're young or old, they're going to compete with you. You know, no doubt about that. And I think we'll have our hands full. We play them back to back days, kind of like the old schedule. Then we get Central on Thursday. So, you know, pitching will be a tough thing to kind of manage there in this stretch for us. But you know, that was one of the nice things about last weekend. We were able to get some guys in and kind of figure out a little bit of our rotation, and hopefully we can put something together where we're competitive this week.